This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day and a great nation where they are just taking a roll call in the U.S. Senate. They're about half done. So far, everything strictly along party lines. This is the vote to determine whether they will or will not proceed with the impeachment trial of President Trump. So far, all the Republicans, I believe, have voted no. The Democrats have voted yay. Pat Leahy just voted. He actually voted despite the fact that he's also presiding. There had been some conversation about that. Let's listen to the roll call Rosen. As it continues.
Ms. Rosen, aye. Mr. Rounds?
No.
Mr. Rounds, no. Mr. Rubio?
No.
Mr. Rubio, no. Mr. Sanders?
Aye.
Mr. Sanders, aye. Mr. Sass?
Aye.
Mr. Sass, aye. Mr. Schatz?
Aye.
Mr. Schatz, aye. Mr. Schumer? Mr. Schumer, aye. Mr. Scott of Florida?
No.
Mr. Scott of Florida, no. Mr. Scott of South Carolina?
No.
Mr. Scott of South Carolina, no. Mrs. Shaheen?
Aye.
Mrs. Shaheen, aye. Mr. Shelby? Mr. Shelby, no. Ms. Sinema?
Aye.
Ms. Sinema, aye. Ms. Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Smith, aye. Ms. Stabenow?
Aye.
Ms. Stabenow, aye. Mr. Sullivan?
No.
Mr. Sullivan, no. Mr. Tester?
Aye.
Mr. Tester, aye. Mr. Thune? Mr. Thune, no. Mr. Tillis?
No.
Mr. Tillis, no. Mr. Toomey?
Aye.
Mr. Toomey, aye. Mr. Tuberville?
No.
Mr. Tuberville, no. Mr. Van Hollen?
Aye.
Mr. Van Hollen, aye. Mr. Warner?
Aye.
Mr. Warner, aye. Mr. Warnock?
Aye.
Mr. Warnock, aye. Ms. Warren?
Aye.
Ms. Warren, aye. Mr. Whitehouse?
Aye.
Mr. Whitehouse, aye. Mr. Wicker?
No.
Mr. Wicker, no. Mr. Wyden?
Aye.
Mr. Wyden, aye. Mr. Young?
No.
Mr. Young, no. Mr. Moran?
No.
Mr. Moran, no. Mrs. Blackburn? Mrs. Blackburn, no.
Okay, it appears that I believe there are three Republicans in this round who voted with the majority. Collins voted yes. Romney voted yes. Ben Sass voted yes. Pat Toomey voted yes. The total's 56 votes for proceeding with the trial, 44 votes for dispensing with it, dismissing the charges in effect. So they will be going forward. Right before they went to the vote, Jamie Raskin, the lead House manager, got up and said, I think the most popular thing that anybody heard in the Senate, which is that they had 33 minutes to make a rebuttal on everything that had been said by David Schoen and before that by Bruce Castor, the president's attorneys. They gave the 33 minutes back to the Senate and to all of us by saying that they would not proceed with using that time. They gave the time back. So the final vote is 56 yes to 44, with the indication that there were six Republicans. Did Lisa Murkowski vote yes? Do we know, Jeremy? We have, because we have Ben Sass of Nebraska, Mitt Romney of Utah, Susan Collins of Maine, recently reelected and comfortably reelected, and Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, who is leaving the Senate in 2022. And there must be two more, which we'll get to when that information becomes available. Joe Biden was asked today if he is following the impeachment trial, which we clearly are, and I think it's important. Democrat. Obviously, this is nothing like this happened before. Here's what Joe Biden had to say when asked, this is clip five, whether he was going to be following the proceedings.
Look, I told you before, I have a job. My job is to keep people. We've already lost over 450,000 people. We're going to lose a whole lot more if we don't act and act decisively and quickly. A lot of people, as I said, a lot of children are going to bed hungry. A lot of families are food insecure. They're in trouble. That's my job. The Senate has their job. They're about to begin it. I'm sure they're going to conduct themselves well. And that's all I'm going to have to say about impeachment. So thank you, Mr.
Okay, that was President Biden. The question on impeachment, David Leonhardt writing today in the New York Times, says when a president's supporters are attacking the Capitol and believe they are carrying out his wishes, should he discourage them? Or has he defended the Constitution merely by not issuing an explicit call for violence? That's the issue before the Senate. And that's not a fair way of isolating the issue, or particularly isolating the issue that was decided today, which is whether under the Constitution they were right to form a new precedent to actually go forward to an impeachment trial to remove a president from office after he's already left office. And one of the arguments that was derided, I think, effectively by David Schoen, the president's attorney, was the argument that said that, well, the Democrats had said that if you do something like this, where you simply say that you can't go forward to an impeachment trial if a president is no longer in office, then it would mean for any president who was even caught flat out guilty, then he wouldn't be allowed to be impeached if he resigned. He could go ahead and resign. Well, that's basically what Nixon did. And it worked out better for the country, because I don't think there was any doubt as to his guilt. That had been clarified. And rather than going through a painful impeachment trial, and no one even thought about issuing the response to Nixon that, okay, now he's resigned, he's no longer president, let's impeach him. Because surely everybody will agree and we can impeach him and ban him from ever running for the presidency or for the Senate or the House or serving on the Supreme Court or anything else. We'll ban him. Okay, why didn't they do that? Given the fact that Richard Nixon had been caught dead to rights, they didn't do that because there was no chance of it. He was in disgrace. And honestly, the entire basis for this trial, it does seem to me, is problematic, because the basis is that President Trump still has, and the polling data that I shared with you earlier shows it, President Trump still has a great deal of support from many Republicans. And by the way, very much as the Wall Street Journal says today in an editorial that I'll share with you, you have to admire the courage of the people like Ben Sasse and Susan Collins and Mitt Romney and Pat Toomey, who actually stepped forward and voted to proceed with this trial. They know that's unpopular. But it will go forward. Meanwhile, there's a columnist for the L.A. Times, and she was amazed when her Trumpy neighbors did something wonderful. Should she say thank you or still isolate them because they're Trumpy? We will get to that bizarre case and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And
Michael Medved show, the Senate has just voted 56-44 to continue with the impeachment trial of President Trump. They are hoping to speed through it. And one can only hope that they will, so they can get back to more pressing business, the kind of business that President Biden referred to. And that means getting this thing done, the impeachment trial and the final vote. And the final vote is fairly obvious. Apparently, there was one senator surprised me somewhat by voting yes to continue the trial, was Bill Cassidy, Dr. Bill Cassidy of Louisiana. And he joined Susan Collins of Maine, Mitt Romney, of course, of Utah, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Ben Sasse of Nebraska, and Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania. And is that enough to continue the trial? It is, because that's what they were voting for. And not all of those people will necessarily vote to convict President Trump of the charge against him, a charge of inciting an insurrection. But I would guess that most of them will. And they've expressed a willingness to do that. There's an account from CNN which says that former President Trump's impeachment attorney, David Schoen, seemed to read word from word from a packed binder with words typed in large font. He spoke to a room of senators clearly growing weary of the lengthy arguments. Many were slumped in their chairs and seemed to be struggling to stay attentive. Most senators remained seated throughout his remarks, although some did wander into different parts of the chamber. GOP Senator Roy Blunt spent most of the half hour in the outer lobby before coming back in and taking his seat. Senator Josh Hawley watched the proceedings spread out in the gallery in a row all to himself. Josh Hawley, not one of the most popular Republican senators at the moment. He took notes and paid close attention to the arguments. GOP Senator Tom Tillis, who's recovering from a leg injury, recently reelected, spent some of the time on a bench in the back of the chamber, but ultimately came back and sat in his assigned seat. Many senators on both sides of the aisle took copious notes throughout Schoen's remarks. Utah Senator Mike Lee never seemed to stop writing as the presentation was given. Others, like Republicans Mitt Romney, Kevin Cramer, and James Lankford of Oklahoma, Kevin Cramer of North Dakota, took notes throughout, as did Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois on the Democratic side. For the most part, the senators remained stoic through the proceedings, but both sides gave an audible laugh when David Schoen gave his arguments that Senator Patrick Leahy, serving as the presiding judge, despite also being a Trump opponent, made the proceedings unconstitutional. Before he launched into his argument, Schoen turned and faced Leahy and said, with all due respect, which led to laughs from both Democratic and Republican senators. There's also USA Today has a piece where they spoke after this morning when the House managers made their presentation. They spoke to a number of Republicans as to whether any were persuaded, and they spoke warmly about their colleagues in the House and about the effective job they did making their presentation. One of the House managers who made that presentation is another Democratic rising star who I think did well and helped his own cause, Representative Joe Neguse of Colorado. His parents were refugees from Eritrea, which is, of course, breakaway province of Ethiopia. And Congressman Neguse, who's a good lawyer, by the way, had this to say about the whole purpose and the necessity of going through with the trial. This is clip two.
Like every one of you, I was in the Capitol on January 6th. I was on the floor with lead manager Raskin. Like every one of you, I was evacuated as this violent mob stormed the Capitol's gates. What you experienced that day, what we experienced that day, what our country experienced that day is the framers' worst nightmare come to life. Presidents can't inflame insurrection in their final weeks and then walk away like nothing happened. And yet that is the rule.
And that's Representative Jonah Goose, one of the...
asks you to adopt. I urge you, we urge you, to decline his request to vindicate the Constitution, to let us try this case.
And they will get the chance to try the case. That Representative Jonah Goose of Colorado. The New York Times, in summarizing the situation, acknowledges, still, Trump did not tell them to attack the Capitol. He was ambiguous about what exactly they should do. One moment he said, you'll never take back our country with weakness. The next he said, I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. By the way, that line is going to be very important in his defense. It is the only time he mentioned peacefully or implied. And this, by the way, I think is one of the reasons that President Trump denied the opportunity to testify or to give a deposition or anything like that. It is probably he would have been asked in that kind of deposition is, okay, you've got thousands of people there, people's a minimum of 40,000 people who heard President Trump speaking. It probably was much more than that. But there were people gathered at the Ellipse who heard him speaking. What did you expect them to do, sir? Did you expect them to go in and interrupt this congressional process, which was largely ceremonial? When you said to people that you wanted them to get Mike Pence to do the right thing, and later tweeted as they were ransacking the Capitol building at 2:24 in the afternoon, President Trump tweeted, Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect our country and our Constitution, giving states a chance to certify a corrected set of facts, not the fraudulent or inaccurate ones which they were asked to previously certify. USA demands the truth. Now, he sent that out before he sent out a single word disapproving of the riot that had stopped the entire process. Meanwhile, speaking of stopping a process, the amazing column that has gained a great deal of attention that asks the question, can it? You rightfully consider Trump supporters nice people? The answer, by the way, is yes, but we'll get to that.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The second impeachment trial of former President Donald J. Trump is underway in the Senate. At issue today is the constitutionality of holding the trial itself. Counsel to the former president argue the campaign can't be tried because he's out of office. Tom Cotton agrees.
No one is ignoring what happened over the last couple months, and of course it's going to be part of Donald Trump's legacy. But that doesn't change the fact that I believe, as I said on the day the House passed this rush article of impeachment, that it's simply beyond the constitutional authority of the Senate.
The Arkansas Republican speaking there on Fox News. President Biden's plan to block deportations is being put on hold again. A federal judge's order was set to expire today, but it has been extended by 2 weeks. Texas initially filing the lawsuit because the deportation moratorium, in their opinion, violates federal law. USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, here's some breaking news, which is a little bit surprising. The Super Bowl, which I would have thought would have attracted a very enthusiastic audience, especially during an era of COVID where people are home in any event, that they would watch it. But it drew far fewer viewers than any Super Bowl in recent years. CBS's broadcast of Super Bowl 55 pulled 96.4 million viewers on Sunday, according to the network, citing data from Nielsen. The numbers showed a gigantic drop from Fox's broadcast the year before. And the lowest numbers, in 14 years. Lowest numbers since 2007. During 2007 game, which was also broadcast on CBS, the Indianapolis Colts played the Chicago Bears, and that got only 93 million viewers. Now, the population of the country has actually increased measurably since 2007. Why so few people? And because Kansas City and Tampa Bay are both minor markets. Neither one is a gigantic market. Like last year, you had the 49ers. San Francisco Bay Area is a very major market. And this is, I find it astonishing. Is it because people couldn't have their normal Super Bowl parties because of COVID-19? I would have thought, if someone had asked me, that the whole narrative of Tom Brady coming back to the Super Bowl for the 10th time with a different team at age 43 and would have attracted a fairly eager audience, but no. Okay, this column by Virginia Heffernan. Virginia Heffernan has been a guest on my show. And she is feisty and opinionated and appalling, frankly. In this column, the headline in the LA Times is, "What can you do about the Trumpites next door?" What are you supposed to do about them? Make friends with them. They're your neighbors. If they live next door, can you only be friends with people who share your politics? Really? Have we come to that? This is appalling, frankly. Okay, here's the column. And the column's illustrated with a photograph of what Virginia Heffernan is talking about, which is just gigantic levels of snow, which they've gotten on the East Coast. I believe she's located in Virginia somewhere, and she went up to the mountains as part of a COVID retreat, and gigantic levels of snow. And she says, oh, heck no. The Trumpites next door to our pandemic getaway, who seem as devoted to the ex-president as you can get without being Q fans, just plowed our driveway without being asked and did a great job. How am I going to resist demands for unity in the face of this act of aggressive niceness? Of course, on some level, I realize I owe them thanks. And man, it really looks like the guy back-dragged the driveway like a pro. But how much thanks can I give them? These neighbors are staunch partisans of blue lives. What's wrong with that? And there aren't a lot of anything other than white lives in the neighborhood. This is also kind of weird. Back in the city, people don't sweep other people's walkways for nothing. And then she brings up Hezbollah. Yes, Hezbollah, the terrorist group, Shiite terrorist group in Lebanon. She doesn't say terrorist group, though it is labeled terrorist group by everybody, including the European Union. Hezbollah, the Shiite Islamist political party in Lebanon, also gives away things for free. The favors Hezbollah does for people in the cities, Tyre and Sidon, probably don't involve snowplows, but like other mafias, Hezbollah tends to its own. The Shiite sick, elderly, and hungry. They offer protection and hospitality and win loyalty that way. And they also demand devotion to their brutal us-versus-them anti-Sunni cause. It's not just anti-Sunni, it's anti-Christian, it's anti-Jewish, they're Islamic terrorists, they're jihadists. Some of us are family, the favors say. The rest are infidels. The same is true with Louis Farrakhan, she writes, who currently helms the Nation of Islam. While the Southern Poverty Law Center classifies him as a dangerous anti-Semite, much of his flock says he's just a little screwy and unfailingly magnanimous to them. When someone helps you when you're down or snowed in, it's almost impossible to regard them as a blight on the world. In fact, you're more likely to be overwhelmed with gratitude and convinced of the person's inherent goodness. Yes, that's correct. That's quite logical. And it's appropriate. Sometimes people with great qualities and wonderful character can be wrong on politics, right? And the idea that she believes that, well, here she continues. She says, what do we do about the Trumpites around us? Well, you have to put them to re-education camps? That's been a line. Like Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who spoke eloquently this week about her terrifying experience during the insurrection at the Capitol on January 6th, Americans are expected to forgive and forget before we've even stitched up our wounds or gotten our vaccines against the pandemic that former President Trump utterly failed to mitigate. Again, blaming Trump entirely for the pandemic. But the plowing, she says. On January 6th, after the insurrection, Senator Ben Sasse, Republican of Nebraska, issued an awe-shucks plea for all Americans to love their neighbors. The United States, he said, isn't Hatfields and McCoys, this blood feud forever. You can't hate somebody who shovels your driveway. Okay, he said it. Take it to heart, lady. At the time, I see the Capitol had just been desecrated, but maybe my neighbor heard Sasse and was determined to make a bid for reconciliation. He probably didn't even think of that. He's just being a nice guy. So here's my response to my plow driveway for now. Politely but not profusely, I'll acknowledge the sassy and move with a wave and a thanks. A minimal start on building back trust. I'm not ready to knock on the door with a covered dish yet. I also can't give my neighbors absolution. It's not mine to give. Free driveway work, as nice as it is, just is not the same currency as justice and truth. To pretend it is would be to lie. And they probably aren't looking for absolution anyway. I think that's probably true. But I can offer a standing invitation to make amends, not with a snowplow, but by recognizing the truth about the Trump administration, and more important, by working for justice for all those whom the administration harmed. Only when we work shoulder to shoulder to repair the damage of the last 4 years will we even begin to dig out of this storm. In other words, she's saying she can't say thank you. She can't look upon them as decent human beings. She can't appreciate their finer qualities until they grovel and basically say, oh, we were wrong about Trump. Boy, were we wrong about Trump. Boy, do we feel guilty about having voted for Trump. Maybe they don't. Maybe they actually think that the country was better because of Trump. There are millions of people who believe that. And yes, some of those people are crazy. But most of them are good, hard-working, patriotic, decent Americans. And unless we recognize this, this actually illustrates, this column, one of the problems I've been writing about for years. And it's the problem of substituting politics for religious faith. How? I will get to that and will bring you more perspectives on what happened at the impeachment trial coming up on the Medved Show. Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com. As the nation pivots from the Trump administration to the reality of the Biden administration, Americans seem divided as never before. What does our country even believe in common anymore? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. This institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, for religious liberty, for freedom of conscience, for family, for limited government, for free markets, for our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you will see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund manager. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. There are lots of them. You can find all this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's faithandfreedom.com. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Michael Medved Show, proud to say that despite all the political distractions, and they're in the midst of yet another parliamentary campaign, the fourth in 2 years over in Israel, and despite the fact that the prime minister is standing trial on corruption and still considered the front runner in the upcoming election, and despite all of that, Israel continues to make remarkable progress in getting everybody vaccinated. And part of what it calls attention to is that when it comes to technology and the deployment of technology, particularly medical technology, there are some amazing breakthroughs for the treatment of COVID-19, not just preventing people from having it, but treatment of COVID-19 that have been made recently by Israeli scientists. And if you want to participate in the entire high-tech revolution, and I mean participate as in benefit from, check out Our Crowd. Our Crowd is a crowdsourcing investment opportunity. Doesn't require big bucks, ordinary, small-time people. This actually works a lot better than playing any games via Reddit or GameStop. This is real companies that are startups, and many of them before they're ever listed, all of them before they're ever listed. You're getting in on the ground floor. Go to Our Crowd. It's my brother's company in Jerusalem. We've already heard from literally dozens of listeners who have benefited from joining with Our Crowd. You can watch some of the videos. You can participate in webinars. You can read their newsletters. It's all free. Costs you absolutely nothing. Go to Our Crowd at michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner and find out more about your opportunities. I mentioned this opportunity for learning and growth that was turned down shamefully by Virginia Heffernan. At least she says so in a column she wrote for the LA Times. Okay, she's in a snowbound, I mean, just crushed with several feet of snow in a pandemic hideaway. She didn't specify where. She's there with her family. And she wakes up one morning, and her neighbor has completely shoveled and perfectly cleared away her driveway so they can get out. They can go out, presumably with their four-wheel drive, whatever. Okay, so she says, how should I react? Because I know this neighbor is a big Trump enthusiast. And she's having a difficult time saying thank you or even acknowledging what a nice and what a decent gesture. And I mentioned right before the break that this is symptomatic of something that happens in our society where people, as they drift away from religious faith, they find a new standard for judging their own behavior and the behavior of others. And that new standard has nothing to do with love your neighbor as yourself, or do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, or any of the other commandments in the Bible. It has to do with politics. In other words, you saw this, remember the Bill Clinton impeachment crisis? Where a lot of people brought up Bill Clinton, big feminist. I was always talking about feminism, but his treatment of women was abysmal. Assaulting, insulting, using, and abusing. Bill Clinton did not have a great record when it came to dealing with women, going all the way back to when he was Attorney General of Arkansas. And yet people would say that, as a Time magazine correspondent named Nina Burley said, I don't really care what Bill Clinton does as long as he protects Roe v. Wade. Then I'm willing to get out my presidential knee pads.
Hot dog.
Okay. Yeah, well, exactly. It's appalling. Politics is not the most important thing in life. It's not the only basis for judging people. And this, by the way, is why Hillary lost. I honestly believe if Hillary had not used the term deplorables, and I know she didn't say that everyone who supported Trump was deplorable. She said that some of his supporters are a basket of deplorables. But to use that whole term, to be judgmental of people who support your opponent, is to basically say that we're going to judge good and bad, we're going to judge noble versus corrupt, not based upon somebody's behavior, not based upon somebody's goodness or kindness or integrity. We're going to do it based upon their political position. That stinks. And it's wrong. And we ought to recognize that there are all kinds of people, people on the left and people on the right, who are illustrative of the best and the most patriotic and the most decent and the most considerate aspects that God, if you believe in God, wants us to emphasize in our lives. One of those people, by the way, is a guy named Thomas Sowell, who has inspired generations of conservatives. He's maybe the most influential living black conservative, and there is a wonderful new movie that's out about Thomas Sowell. It features interviews with and is narrated by Jason Riley of the Wall Street Journal, who's been a frequent guest on this show. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The popular Wall Street Journal columnist Jason Riley is out with an important new movie about the legendary thinker and economist Thomas Sowell. It's now available on DVD and various streaming services, and it's called Thomas Sowell, Common Sense in a Senseless World.
You're about to meet one of the greatest minds of the past half century.
Anywhere Thomas Sowell is, he's the smartest person in the room.
This film uses exclusive interviews with Thomas Sowell around his 90th birthday to make an important contribution to black history in this country, highlighting his progress from one-time Marxist to a champion of capitalism and family values. It's beautifully edited and crafted, and the kind of documentary you'll want to see more than once. 3.5 stars for the exceptional Thomas Sowell, Common Sense in a Senseless World.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And by the way, on that movie, I would suggest actually buying the DVD. And I'll tell you why. There are so many quotes from Thomas Sowell that they run. They actually put them on screen so you can freeze frame it and write it down where you will want to. Because it is all about common sense in a senseless world. And even the background music and the shots of the various universities where Tom Sowell has expended much of his life. One of the things that amazed me was Steven Pinker, who's also been a guest on this show, brilliant, brilliant linguist and scientist and philosopher at Harvard, is not a conservative, but he loves and admires Thomas Sowell. Why? Because of Thomas Sowell's work with late-speaking children. And children who have sometimes some learning disabilities. The guy's a national treasure. And the movie is also highly treasurable. It's called Thomas Sowell, talking sense to a senseless world, in a senseless world. Speaking about a senseless world, there's a powerful piece that we'll be talking about next time, Why Democrats Want a Trump Trial. This in the Wall Street Journal. They already know the result, but they think it will hurt the GOP. So what can the GOP do to avoid that damage? That's going to be a topic for tomorrow as the impeachment trial continues. We are also going to talk about Antifa. Yeah, they're back. They have promised to show support for D.C. statehood in a unique way. They have promised they're going to burn down Washington, D.C. President Biden, do you think the local constabulary or maybe the D.C. National Guard, there is such, might be appropriate? There is also a Gorilla Glue horror story. And the Gorilla Glue horror story involves a woman who decided she would try Gorilla Glue as a hair treatment, and it didn't go well. And she is now preparing a lawsuit. There's a column against the Buccaneers. No, not the team, not the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers, but against the whole idea of Buccaneers and glorifying pirates. And by the way, last note, to in comfort during contentious times, you might think about God's hand on America, the fact that this country has been uniquely blessed. Our book bundle with my new book, God's Hand on America, together with an audio book of my reading, every word of it, it's available at Medved History Store at a bargain price in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.